Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. John and Del now, the rest of the way here. 10:02 ESPN 97.5. 703-780-3776. Actually, it's 10:03. I keep looking at that clock. I don't know why. It's super stupid. 10:03 ESPN 97.5 703-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. So Astros game two today. They can move on with a win today. Eight baseball games today. Unbelievable. ESPN 2 at noon. Astros could be the first team to advance with a win today over the Twins. It's Berrios versus Urquidy. And the Astros are just a win away from taking on, hopefully, the White Sox. You'd rather face the White Sox, right? You can hang with Giolito twice.
I don't want to see the A's.
I don't want to see the A's either.
I want no part of them.
No, they kicked ass all year long. And they lose 4-1 yesterday. So the A's are up against it today.
When's the last time the A's have won us? I know it's not as long as the White Sox in terms of losing games. When's the last time the A's have won a series?
The last time the A's won a series. Didn't they play the Yankees in a series after in a DS?
I'm looking up their playoff history right now. Because I know in the
An ALCS
in the Mulder Zito era, they kept losing in the first round. I'm assuming they've won since, but they have a recent history of they haven't won a series since 2006. They lost AL wild. These are just single games. Wild card in 19, 18, 14, lost the division series in 13, 12, in an AL championship series in 06. So they haven't won a playoff series since 2006.
Minnesota in the division series.
Yeah, so some of the guys on the roster have tasted playoff failure the last couple of years.
And then they hadn't won again. And then before that was 90.
Yeah. So not that matters with the current team. The current team, they have guys on the roster who don't know anything about winning when you're a member of the A's because they've been eliminated in that first game the last couple of years.
Right.
So we'll see how they feel after now losing their probably, as far as the current roster is concerned, their third straight playoff game and see how it goes for them today. Hey, let's take another L, A's. I'm looking forward to it for you.
Yep. They've lost at least five straight right now.
Yeah.
At least five straight. And hopefully they lose again today.
Yeah.
How's that taste, Fires?
So he may just avoid the Astros because of ineptitude by his own team, as opposed to them having to rearrange the schedule so he doesn't see him. The Astros are really could possibly go a season without seeing Mike Fiers when he pitched in the same division.
Yeah,
that seems coincidental, doesn't it? Seems like maybe a giant coincidence, right?
Who they got going today? They pitched Lizardo yesterday. Today it's Bassett. Bassett against Keuchel. Giolito looked good. And today it's Keuchel. Dallas is good in the postseason now. So that's a 2 o'clock. That'll start at 2 our time. Noon Astros. And we'll know, hopefully, by about 6 o'clock tonight that they're playing the White Sox in the second round.
Yeah, it's a staggered start, as you might imagine. All these games are on the ESPN family of networks. Good day for Disney, John. And the final. And the finals.
And then it goes to TBS and then Fox for the... Everything goes to TBS.
Yeah, so the Marlins surprisingly enough, we'll see the Cubs, and that's the game on ABC today, as opposed to what the Astros had yesterday. So good, I guess. Baseball's doing something stacking the deck that they should have that they never do with their regular season schedule. We've had this discussion about opening with good teams on those premier days in your season. This day, they're doing it probably to really good effect. Who knows? But I would say it's a good day for baseball. All these games, all these playoff games, which may be the impetus for doing it next year in a normal season.
TBS next round, TBS and FS1 or major MLB get it. And then the ALCS and the NLCS is on TBS and Fox and FS1. And then Fox they're going to take 2 off days for the World Series. They're actually going to play on Sunday night in the World Series. I would have thought that they would take Sunday night off.
They've done that in the past, right? I mean, I remember Marlins Indians World Series ending on a Sunday night.
Ending on a Sunday night? Up heads up against football?
Well, I don't know if Sunday night football wasn't the same monster it is now.
It is. Now they're taking the World Series takes Thursday and Monday off, even though there's no travel. It's all in Arlington. And I would have taken Sunday off. Just one day. So, but otherwise, they will play every day. In between series, you get a day off, or possibly 2. Well, depending on how long your series lasts, maybe 3 even. But once the series starts, no days off for the next couple of rounds. So that doesn't bode well for a pitching staff and a bullpen like the Astros.
No. A weird year, and it's a different version of the playoffs, more taxing on staffs, and particularly when you are a team who's not hitting at the level that was expected, it's not a great setup.
Mm-mm. I'm not seeing Doc Rivers anywhere associated with the Rockets.
When that news initially came out that they were parting ways, people thought he'd be a great fit because, you know, he coaches veterans, he's coach star players. But yeah, as far as actual rumor and fact, I haven't seen anything either as far as him being connected. It's been consistently, I've seen more Van Gundy and Lou and Lance, you know, other people are doing a show. Thanks, Lance. Thanks, Lance. And then some Sam Cassell. It's amazing. Now you see the Clippers like, wait, we could lose, like, Tyronn Lue may go someplace else. Let's get rid of Doc, I guess, and see if we really want him.
For whatever reason, Daryl likes to wait.
To be the seventh guy to hire someone?
And when they hired D'Antoni, he was the seventh guy. And he may have been the best hire of all of them that year, but he was the seventh guy that was hired that offseason.
And highly criticized the move.
Mm-hmm.
People thought, why are you bringing that guy in? And like you said, who else was hired in that offseason?
Oh, a ton.
Trying to think of the guys. Has anyone had success? Certainly not to the level of D'Antoni because he made a conference final, but he was hired in the 2016 offseason, was it?
He was the Houston Rockets coach, 2016. 2016 NBA coaching hires. And let's see where the Rockets landed as far as 2016 NBA coach.
Kenny Atkinson, gone.
Yep. He replaced Tony Brown.
Nate McMillan, gone.
Nate McMillan replaced Frank Vogel.
Luke Walton, gone.
Right. David Fizdale, gone. Gone.
Tom Thibodeau, gone.
Jeff Hornacek,
gone. Frank Vogel, he was hired by the Magic, gone. Earl Watson, gone. Dave Yeager, gone.
Gone.
Scott Brooks, still there. Right? Or did he get fired too? Scott Brooks in Washington, is he still there?
No one knows.
I'll look it up. Scott Brooks still remains as the Washington Wizards head coach. He's the only one who survived the 2016 hiring carousel.
So D'Antoni was the second to last.
Yes, and certainly the most successful.
Yeah. Oh, by far.
By far. Did any of those other teams even make the playoffs? The Kings, the Suns, Magic. The Magic made the playoffs, but not with Frank Vogel. He had been fired long before. maybe they made it when he was there, but I don't remember. Tom Thibodeau made it once. The Grizzlies made it, but we know it didn't work out. Luke Walton, no. Mike McMillan, yeah, they made the playoffs a couple times.
A lot of these guys have gone through two jobs in the time.
Some of them, yeah. 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 Have already been hired at another place. And Kenny Atkinson's still out there. I know Raheel, that's Raheel's guy. He wants him back here. That's where he kind of cut his teeth here as the player development guy for the Rockets. So Raheel wants him back. I don't know. We haven't heard his name attached. It seems like star names, or at least guys who've been associated with either the Rockets or titles, are the guys being mentioned.
Daryl likes star power. And oh, by the way, this is kind of a big deal for Daryl. This will be his last coaching hire,
yeah,
if it doesn't work out.
But he does have some familiarity with Kenny Atkinson, mm-hmm, but he does like star names.
But he may not be a big enough name for Tillman.
Possibly.
You know, we ain't going to get in somebody that, first of all, and is it somebody that does James want it or not?
Well, there it is. Yeah. I hope, I can't pretend like that's not a factor, but I hope it wouldn't be, because Nick Nurse, who knew that he was the Raptors, G League coach, whatever he was, and he became the head coach, and he's been really successful. So I would hope all that extracurricular stuff wouldn't play a huge factor, but I can't deny that it's possible.
Well, but when Kenny Atkinson was here, what did he do? Because if he was the video guy?
He was director of player development, which means, I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means for the Rockets.
What does that mean?
I'm sure he's working on player skills, stuff like that.
Well, I don't know that that's coaching. That's more front office.
He's actually working on their skills. He's involved with developing skills for the players. I think that's what that means.
Well, that's not
skill work.
Vice president of player development is front office job.
I don't know what that means for the Rockets.
Yeah.
But that's what his title was in Houston. Then he became an assistant coach with the Knicks.
And then he got the head coaching job.
With the Knicks and the Hawks, he was an assistant coach. And then he got the head coaching job with the Nets.
And how'd that work out?
Well, they made the playoffs once. Well, how'd it work out? That team was a team that was awful, remember? And he had to go through the Bo Porter experiment, where he was really bad, and then at least he got them to respectability. And then when they realized, wait a minute, Kyrie and Kevin Durant may not really care so much for him, beat it. Like, he didn't even get the coach Kyrie and Kevin Durant together. He only got the coach Kyrie.
He got the Bo Porter.
Yeah. Beat it, Kenny.
Lose all those games. Beat it. Except, you're a terrible coach. Beat it.
Except he actually got them to the playoffs.
He did.
With a ragtag bunch.
He did. 10-14, ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about, well, you know what's today, don't you? Well, playoff baseball. You know what that means, don't you? Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the official beer of watching your team play in the playoffs. That's right. It's the official beer. It's the official beer of having lunch with your buddies. It's the official beer of going out on a beautiful day and playing golf. It's the official beer of not playing golf. It's the official beer, period, exclamation point. And it's Texas Chill. You know it's cold because you got them Blue Mountains, baby. And when you pop it open, you know it's going to be cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, the world's most refreshing beer. So if you're looking for some Texas Chill, go pick up, I don't know, 12 ounces of chill, 16 ounces of chill, 144 ounces of chill. That's a 12-pack. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, baby. Chill.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Welcome back, 1016 ESPN 97.5. I got a question for you, but let's get Lorenzo in here. He wants to talk about his Rockets. What do you say, Lorenzo?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Hey, Norman.
Hey, so I was touching on this Rockets situation, and it kind of brought me to a larger point. So real quick on the Rockets situation as far as coaching goes, it has to be, now, the three names that I've been hearing around the most are Sam Cassell, Jeff Van Gundy, and Doc Rivers. My only thought about that is whoever you bring in has to be fresh blood. They cannot be have any Rockets, really Rockets ties. I mean, Austin Rivers is still on the team, but I think that whoever you bring in, they can't have any type of Rockets ties and try to feed the Rockets model because of James Harden. And that, to me, that takes me to my bigger point. I don't understand where we got into this.
Man, you're breaking up too bad. I can barely, Lorenzo, you're breaking up so bad. I can barely understand you. Well, he said he can't have ties. Doc Rivers, because Austin Rivers is here, can't have him?
No, what he said was he doesn't want anyone with Rockets ties, although he understands that Austin Rivers is here. He just doesn't want another person to, I guess, more like groupthink. I guess he wants a different idea coming.
Well,
from
Doc
outside.
Rivers would bring a different idea.
That's what he said. He mentioned Doc Rivers.
Yeah, yeah,
okay. He doesn't want anyone with Rocket ties, and he just... He did make the point that Austin Rivers is here, but that's fine. He doesn't want anyone to like feed into this Rockets thing where I guess everything is all right. We do it this way. It should be done this way. He wants a different approach.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. There is too much groupthink. Well, it's there's too much James think to me. You know what? James, this is how we're going to do it. Your way, you know, got us so far, and it isn't over the top.
But it isn't James's way. It's Daryl's way. And I think that's a no, I'm not saying you're making it, but I think it's a cop out to say it's James' way. That you've empowered him because Daryl thinks he should be this
well,
way.
Right.
So it's Daryl's way. And maybe and the question is, does your GM, after watching what happened, decide, all right, I'm wrong on this?
Well, here's the deal, though. You don't get the job unless you agree with what the GM wants to do. I mean, that's how you get a job in the NFL. In everywhere. That's how you get a job.
Understood.
This is the way we do it around here. I'm the boss.
Well,
and guess what? If can you do this?
Well,
if
that,
you can't, then you're not going to get
well,
hired.
Well, that's the deal. I don't know if he's stubborn or not. We'll find out. Does Daryl Morey believe that things need to change and they need to be done differently?
Well, because Daryl Morey's way, Daryl would say, my way isn't, that's not an opinion. It's the right way. We use numbers. And this is how you win. You play this way. Look at what we've done. We've gotten there. Oh, by the way, Doc, you've lost plenty with 3-1 leads, and you know what? You got there one time.
I'm not sure accentuating his failures is going to be the great approach to bringing him on.
But we've done pretty damn well around here.
Well, that's the question. If you and that will be something they have to answer. Is it just the wrong guy orchestrating things? But the system is sound and the plan is sound. We just need a different one guy orchestrating it. Or is our plan something that isn't going to work, particularly because the guy that we want on the court orchestrating it seems to have some issues late in games in the biggest moments. I thought Chris Paul was brought in to alleviate some of that, and it worked, and well, hamstring, so on and so forth. We can talk about coaches all we want. Is there a change from the top? Do we decide we're not going to do this anymore? We can't win this way. We have to do it a different way. Until that happens, forget about it.
That ain't happening. Then not with Daryl. That ain't happening.
Then forget about the coach. It doesn't matter.
Well, no, the coach still has to make in-game decisions and and draw plays and the team still has to have confidence that guy can lead us. I mean,
lead them to what?
Listen, and how about teach them and have defensive schemes that actually are going to work with the players that they have? I mean, there's all kinds of things that a coach can still do. But we have a philosophy around here.
But the roster is a limited.
This is what wins. Three is more than two. Math.
The philosophy is one thing, but your roster is limited because of what you decided how you wanted to play.
Right. Well, no. That falls back on Daryl. Listen, is this roster well put together? No. You want to shoot a bunch of threes, and then but you don't have good 3-point shooters.
So
what the hell?
We can talk about coach philosophy, but if you're limiting him because of what you believe is the right way to do it, and you think that you can get by with playing Ben McLemore until you find out he's he apparently is unplayable in the playoffs. What does it matter? What does it matter what your attitude is when you when you're short circuited by the roster itself?
Well, but that's the deal. Okay.
Then don't. Then I would say for a coach, don't come here. Not an established one. I know you. It's attractive because you have two stars. But if the plan is so inflexible, why would I come here?
Well, maybe that's why we don't hear Doc. That's why we're not hearing Doc Rivers. Well, I have not seen one person put Doc with the Rockets.
It might be. Who knows what Doc wants to do? He's only been out of a job for less than a week. Who knows what he actually wants to do?
No one watched more Rockets basketball than Doc.
Certainly, yeah. When he wasn't coaching, he was in the bubble watching
his. He was watching his son sit on the bench.
Yeah. So I don't know what the Doc name came up because he had just lost a job, and the Rockets are despite some of the things that are said about them, are still a franchise people pay attention to, particularly when you have the two former MVPs on the roster. But I don't know that Doc was a coach here. I don't know that Doc was a coach, period. We don't know. It's been less than a week, I think, at this point. Maybe Doc wants nothing to do with coaching right now.
If that's the case, then.
Yeah, we don't
know. But he's being tied to the Sixers. But I see nowhere where he's tied to Houston. 713-780-3776. Well, I got a question for you, because I can pick up a defense this week. Which is worse? Which one would you rather have that you think will do better? The Broncos defense against the Jets and Sam Darnold throwing three picks, two scores, or the Jets defense against Brett Rypien?
A.
Really?
Yeah, I take the ghost that just said what he said. Oh, your mic? You want your mic up? Okay.
I thought Rypien had some command. I didn't think he looked rattled.
So you
Driscoll looked terrible.
So you're taking Rypien over Darnold.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Broncos over the Jets.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Yeah.
I'm
it's not about Darnold. It's
Fangio
about
plus whatever. Well,
but
over
you play
Gates
any team.
But the quarterback
the
messing up is, you know, that's going to.
You play any team against the Jets.
Yeah.
Any team.
Yes. You take your chance. Is that a road game or a home game?
It's at the Jets.
Two pick sixes.
Yeah.
For Darnold last week.
Yeah. I know.
Is that any good?
I had the Colts defense.
Okay. Is that any good?
It was good.
And what did Rypien do against the Bucks? Was he as atrocious as Darnold was?
No one was as atrocious as Darnold.
Yeah, the combination.
But here's the deal: is now he's getting a start. I mean, is Brett Rypien?
Are the Jets
on the road in a hostile? Well,
there'd be no one there
in a sticky field.
Apparently, when the Jets play teams, people don't get hurt. I take that back. Jordan Reed got hurt trying to catch a touchdown.
Jordan
pass.
Reed gets hurt.
He gets hurt.
He's
all the time.
Like Lance. He can't walk across a curb.
It's not true. I'm not as injury prone as Jordan Reed.
Foot, shoulder.
That's it. You want to go see Jordan Reed's?
You have some neurological issues, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I just sleep
you
issues.
You got brain problems.
I have no neurological issues. I have sleep issues.
You forget things all the time. Concussed.
But yesterday I got seven. Like, let me check my sleep count.
No, we don't care.
No.
Y'all want to know my sleep?
No.
Times?
Not at all.
No.
Over. Let me see my sleep score.
Aren't you supposed to be gone?
Beat it.
No. Today is
I thought
my...
you were beating it.
No.
Or leaving at least. I don't care if he's beating it. Just leave. I will take anyone playing the Jets over anyone playing the Denver Broncos. Over the Jets playing the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I took Denver too, but I think that maybe Brett Rypien may be a special prize.
Do you think the Jets defense is going to be getting after it? Getting takeaways?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, so why would you
I didn't say that per se.
And why would you take Brett Rypien then?
But I'm just wondering if Brett Rypien, you know what? That seems like that could be a special present. Did you open up?
You have to, they're both, what, 0-3, right?
Yeah.
You have to question, can the Jets possibly be worse on offense than they were against the Colts?
Which is the worst toilet bowl? Texans, Vikings, Jets, Broncos?
Well, I know which is the more expensive toilet bowl. It's the Vikings versus the Texans, considering the two quarterbacks who are playing. How much money is being given out?
How much money is wasted on two 0-3 teams?
I need Elias.
Holy crap. Look at Sports Injury Predictor. This is
Are
Jordan.
You on it?
No, I'm not in there. Here's Jordan Reed starting in 2010 with a concussion. Look at these.
Oh, my gosh.
These are all Jordan Reed. This is the most I've ever seen.
Yeah. We were talking the other day. Honestly.
Here's his injury points.
At what point? Oh, my gosh. It looks like you.
No, I'm just this and this. And Jordan Reed is this.
You got to point. Don't tell me you never hurt your hand.
You point no, to I've your never hurt my too. Hand.
You got to point your head.
Look at your brain. Here, but, you hurt your brain.
Yeah. No, he's concussion.
That's well, you.
I just don't sleep.
Yeah,
sure. But I'm sleeping now. My sleep score was an 86, guys.
No one cares.
If the Vikings, and Texans, that game goes off, would that be the most expensive when you combine record of team with cost of quarterback? Although Deshaun hasn't gotten paid yet, would that be the most diametrically opposed as far as money spent and record?
Like, well, how about cost per win? Quarterback cost per win.
Ooh, I don't like that.
It's infinity. It's infinity.
Yeah, it never ends.
Oh, you know who's really doesn't like that stat? Everybody in Detroit. Their cost per wins from the time that Sam Darnold was there, Matt Stafford was there, is phenomenal. How much have we paid? Well, was he the last group or Sam Bradford?
I thought it was Bradford.
I think it was Bradford.
Well, what is
non-capped rookies?
What is the Astros' cost per win with Justin Verlander for the last 2 years of this deal?
What did he end up with last year?
No, this year and next.
It's
one win.
Insurance is going to pick up of the tax.
We're not sure about that. Well, it's $34 million plus this year's 12. I think down to 12 because it was only a third of the season. So it's. It for that one win that you got on opening day, it's like $46 million.
So you mean paying $45 million? You mean paying an old one player win. Came back and got you
one win $45 million?
You mean
that's got to be the worst?
An
cost.
Old player who's getting paid a ton of money got hurt. That never happens ever in every sport.
Yeah,
that always happens. Old players,
but at least they only did a 2 year deal.
Yeah, no. 2 years. If you essentially. Give an old player. What's, money, be ready.
What's
be
Whitney Mercilus' cost per sack right now on his extension?
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Because he has none.
This is the stupidest idea.
I want to know how much each toilet bowl will cost for the Texans and Vikings.
This is not called the toilet bowl. Nobody is dubbing it the toilet bowl.
Broncos Jets is the toilet bowl.
But this is the expensive. This is the total toilet bowl. You know how expensive these two guys are? He's got a bidet. You got jet shooting up.
Well, this is the bidet bowl.
Yeah, this is the bidet bowl.
Yeah, this is the bidet bowl.
All right, well, that's better.
While the Jets and Broncos is the toilet bowl.
You get clean.
But either way, there's still stuff
crap coming
out.
All over the thing.
There's grit everywhere. Yeah,
that's Kiki QT.
No, that's this game.
No.
We'll see. I don't think it'll even be played.
It's possible. It's a Fox game because the road team is the NFC team. I pray that the NFC announcer calls it the bidet bowl.
Oh, that would be total. Yeah, it's a Fox game.
I pray whoever's called, because you have the toilet bowl in the AFC and the bidet bowl in the NFC.
Mm-hmm. That would be totally sweet. The Jets and Broncos are Thursday Night Football.
Oh, Joe Buck calls it the toilet bowl.
How about that?
So even better.
And a disgusting act.
By Sam Darnold.
NBC, no, that's going to be Tirico.
Oh, it's not a... Not a Fox.
Yeah, it's Tirico and Collinsworth.
It's not an NFL Network game this week?
No, it's an NBC game.
Oh, Tirico, you got to call it the toilet bowl.
Got to call it the toilet bowl. 10:30 ESPN, 97.5. Time to talk about being a champion. Now, you want to talk about championship games. Those teams are a combined 0-12 that we've just been talking about. Is there a champion in there somewhere? I don't think so. I don't know, but I will tell you where you can be a champion by going to champion.energy/1560 and saving money. What I need you to do is save money today at champion.energy/1560. I know it's cool out. We still use the air conditioner last night. I don't know about you, but we still use the air conditioning every night. Now, it's going to be less. It's not going to be pulling as much because it's not as hot outside, but we still like it cool. We still got the fan going. Well, you know what? I don't know about you. We like it cool when we sleep. If you do and you still use your air conditioner, even in the winter, we use it all year round. So you want to save as much money as possible. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Houston is all systems go! We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud and we shout it loud.
Our brand of baseball is great.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ES. This is ugly. This is ugly. Do you think less of Lamar Jackson today than you thought of him on Sunday?
No. It was a bad game, and okay. How about my decision on Lamar Jackson, or will he show up the next time he plays a playoff game?
Well, and that's against him. First of all, he can't beat the Chiefs.
No.
Secondly, he can't win a playoff game.
Yeah.
And he looked really – I mean, if the one thing that you're taking away from that game – listen, we already knew Pat Mahomes could play. We already knew Pat Mahomes was unbelievable touch. I was listening to Boselli, Tony Boselli, on the radio call, and he's like, if you got one criticism of Patrick Mahomes, it's his pocket presence and his feet in the pocket, because he throws a lot of balls, falling back. You know, he moves when he really doesn't have to, and he does – except for the fact that dude is accurate, sidearm, falling away, falling down, running left, running right. It doesn't matter. And maybe he's not perfectly, you know, technical in the pocket, but man, give me that dude. And he said that. He said, give me that dude. But, you know, he's not perfect.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay. Now, Lamar Jackson, I mean, he throws a beautiful ball, but can you count on him when you're down and he's got to throw the ball? Not like you can Mahomes.
No.
Not like you can Russell Wilson.
The thing is, I mean, because of what Greg Roman and the Ravens were able to do last year and even the back half of Lamar's rookie year, people forget he won't even turn 24 till January of next year. He's 23 years old, and we all thought he was a developmental player. No one thought he was going to come in and be a legit pocket passer. I mean, the Ravens had to trade up into the first round to get him. He was likely, if not for them, he was probably going to slip into the second. And at only 23... I'm not sure I'm with – and I when he's on the other side of Patrick Mahomes, the comparisons aren't going to be great for him.
Mm-mm.
But I'm not sure I'm to the point where let's judge Lamar Jackson as if he's a finished product. He's not. He wasn't supposed to be, even two-plus years into his career. I don't know how long or how much progress he's going to make, but he's 23 and he's already – an MVP, already one of the best players in the game. I think I'm going to wait to make a determination. What would help would to be win a playoff game? You're probably, despite what happened on Monday, going to win that division. We'll see how good the Steelers are later in the year when they play. But his development will probably determine if they win playoff games, and that's his next step. I don't care about a Monday night regular season game where he played poorly. I know what he does. Yeah. Go win
but,
a playoff
but
game.
But it's another,
I don't
it's
think
another
it's
notch.
It's a notch.
Along with the playoff games.
It's a notch if you decide it's a notch. Or
well,
you can just say he had a bad night against the best player in football.
Right, but it's also, you know, he's up there with, okay, when you talk about the best quarterbacks in the league, he's mentioned.
Yeah, but Pat Mahomes didn't cause that to happen. So he was against one of the other big-time quarterbacks in the league the week four and was just fine. So is it because Pat Mahomes was on the side, he played poorly, or did he just play poorly? So is it a notch that he smacked around the Texans with Deshaun on the other side?
But again, in big games, he continues to play poorly. He played poorly in the playoff game. They gave it away. They moved the ball, and yet when they got in the red zone, they sucked.
In other playoff, if we give the regular season a big games label, against the Chiefs in other playoff games, I mean, big games, he was fine. He was the one leading Ravens comebacks and keeping them in games. So I get what the narrative needs to, not necessarily from you, but the narrative needs to be, because we always got to make a one-game sample size a big deal. Over the course of a 16-game season, if Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, are 13-3, people will point to this game when he gets in the playoffs because, well, that it's a big-time moment for him. But I'm not going to use this game as a determining factor. Go win your division, be dominant again, and we'll have this conversation when you're facing whoever you are in the divisional round, if it comes to that. So he played poorly, and that's all I'm going to take out of it.
But yeah, I'll tell you what though, it's building on him. Like Andy Dalton, we couldn't win a playoff game. You know what? Once you get your okay, and he said, no, this year we got to win playoff games. That's the goal. And when you don't, the monkey on your back turns into a gorilla, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's going to grow until he gets over a hump. And that was not the hump. That's not the way he was. Listen, they came out smoking. That first drive, and they ended up with a field goal, but, man, he was running all over them. I'm sure he had all kinds of confidence, and then it was slap, 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 and they're down 10.
Well, yeah, we talk about him. That Ravens defense gave up 34.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Ravens only were in that game for a little bit because of a kick return for a touchdown, so the offensive performance was actually poor.
Yeah, right.
Much worse. But the Ravens defense provided no resistance. So that's an entire team who has questions, and Lamar, the quarterback, will take all of it, or at least most of it, because the position he plays. But that entire team didn't show up
well
on Monday.
And that, you know what? That just shows you that the Chargers might be a little bit better than you think. They held him in check. The Chargers are the only team. I mean, the Texans couldn't hold him in check. The Chargers held him in check. And then he ran what is thought to be one of the best defenses in the league. Pat Mahomes just destroyed.
Yeah, and the Chargers' issue was they're playing a young quarterback, and they didn't have any offense with Tyrod Taylor either. That's a team, despite having Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler, they can't produce points right now.
No.
Their defense has been the one to keep them around. They lost to the Panthers. I mean, Herbert wasn't good, but and it's that offense that's holding them back right now.
Let's get White Magic in here. White Magic!
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just a quick question. I know you guys were talking about it like last segment, but as far as the injuries go, I wanted to know who you thought more injury-prone, Lance or Fred and AJ's ego. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, John, you listen to that show more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear it very much, usually in the middle of a nap. So where are you at on
Lance is more injury-prone than anything,
but
first of all.
But what about the ego of Fred and AJ?
Well,
is that prone to be dented by things?
they will get pissy with the listener, okay? Yeah, they will.
They don't like disagreements from people outside the circle.
Well,
right?
I don't know disagreements. I think that they
like being questioned?
They certainly don't like that. No, but AJ needs to come in here and answer his own.
Oh, he's down the hall.
Well,
right?
I know,
but
his little ego gets bruised.
He and White Magic always have had a back and forth.
Didn't
White
Magic want to fight or something?
Yeah, and then AJ saw a profile picture and called him like chubby and fat or whatever he did.
Right.
So he said White Magic didn't want no part of it. I don't know. White Magic said he still did. I can't speak about bruised egos. I don't listen, but apparently. You say
I listen,
and are they a little sensitive? Okay, I guess you're validating.
I want AJ to come in here and answer White Magic.
I don't know if he can hear us right now.
I'm pretty sure he can.
Hey AJ,
maybe he's scared of White Magic. I don't know,
or too sensitive to address the topic.
Maybe he is. Maybe his ego was bruised a little bit just by being brought up on the show.
I don't. He probably didn't appreciate the clear determination about him. I don't think he liked the analysis. White Magic, spot on analysis, and AJ is the one.
What's
part
bruised
of it.
Worst, Lance's shoulder or AJ's ego after White Magic's call?
Well, Lance's shoulder. I would have taken AJ's ego until I found out about Lance's trip to the massage place.
White Magic wants to say he.
Oh, you heard?
He finally.
We had to just keep talking about it until he would hear.
White Magic wants to know. Who's more injury prone, Lance or your and Fred's egos?
Yeah, it's crazy because I always find myself on the tip of White Magic's tongue, just like his mom's tongue. Always, my tip's always on her tongue. Oh, just like,
can you say that?
It's crazy. That dude's always thinking about me. Do you find
you do rent space in his head?
Do you find me to be an egomaniac?
No.
But he says your ego gets bruised or injury
prone. Yeah, because you guys get.
I don't feel like my ego gets bruised. I mean, I think he's, and this happens with Dell often, I think he's mistaking my apathy for what other people think for me, like, having my feelings hurt about things. I just don't really care what other people think very often.
Well, no. But, you and Fred will go after guys who tell you how to do your show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
they don't like the way, the direction of your show, of what you're talking about, then you just say.
Well, I mean, that's just.
F you. Right.
You kind of. Right. I mean. Yeah. Like, I don't go in Dell's room and tell him what buttons to push, because I don't know. It's not my job.
Right.
Like, I don't go to a tax office and tell people how to add and subtract. That's not my job.
I do, and that's why I've only paid $75 every year. Since
good for
I've been
you.
Able to pay taxes.
You pay $75?
I was just doing...
Depreciation.
Yeah.
Depreciation.
I mean...
So...
$4,000 for haircuts every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hairstyling.
Yeah, I don't go to Todd's office and tell him, you know, what the rates should be on sales.
Well, not the rates on sales.
That's not my job.
Right.
So, like,
but you tell him what needs to be changed. Station.
How long have you been doing radio?
Since 97.
So, do you feel like you have a good idea of how to put together a show that people will be interested in?
No.
Okay.
I agree with him.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, maybe you're a bad example.
That's a bad example. Yeah.
Lack of self-confidence, apparently, over there.
No. I just turn the mic on and start talking.
And see what happens.
But I know a lot of people, you know, they will say, hey, why don't you guys talk about this? Like, Todd comes in here and says, dude, guys, you're talking about Schitt's Creek when the Astros are in the playoffs and... You know, we got Texans football. Can we talk about, you know, some sports?
I mean, did you do it for an hour? Did you talk about it for an hour?
No.
Well, Todd's also kind of a sports nerd. Like, he's one of those. He wants all sports all the time.
Plus, he's the general manager, and he can say that.
But does that make him less of a sports nerd?
No, he's
a sports nerd.
Yeah. But I don't mind you guys talking that.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I don't know. I guess I feel like I haven't been doing it as long as you, but I've been in radio now since 2004. And I've had some success along the way, mm-hmm. and I feel like I know how to put a show together. So if someone says, why don't you talk about this? I just say, well, I kind of have the show planned out, and that's what I'm going to talk about. And if I get to it, cool. If I don't, I mean,
cool,
okay.
Too. Right.
But shouldn't you listen to those people when they criticize?
Your boss?
Yes.
So,
what we should do
is
yes, we should let everyone who calls into a show dictate what topics we discuss every day.
What they do.
Right.
When they call.
No,
when
they don't.
Call. When they
well,
call.
Maybe on you guys' show. My show, there'll be calls up on that board for an hour and a half. And if they're trying to talk about something we're not talking about, they just don't get picked up on. That's right. You can't let phone calls or tweets or whatever dictate how you do your job.
My thought was you would listen to people when they suggest things for you to talk about. So when they criticize you, when you don't, your ego isn't bruised. You want to avoid those criticisms because of how sensitive you are.
I am very sensitive. You guys see me in here. Yeah. I mean, you guys walk by my office and I'm crying because a listener said I suck or something like that. It happens all the time.
No, I think you enjoy that.
No, that part I would disagree. I walk by sometimes and he's drowning himself in another craft beer. And I'm like, man, that guy's got a problem.
What a tough
or
life.
Shots.
Yeah, that guy's got a problem.
Or shot.
The mega shot.
Doing.
You
going to
do happy
shots.
Hour with us?
No.
Never?
No. I'm always playing golf. I can't.
You're always playing golf.
On Friday? Yeah.
Every Friday. Afternoon?
Of my life. Yes. Well, I can't. That's the only time I can play, in the afternoon.
No, not really. You get off at 11.
And by the time
How long does it take you to play around?
Four and a half hours?
Sounds like you could be here by four.
No, I can't. And by then, I'm already drunk. Okay?
That's true.
Yeah. I can't do happy hour when I'm already happy. Well, I'm doing happy hour at noon.
That's true.
So... You guys are late to that party.
You're right.
Okay. And the only thing I'm going to shoot, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
You keep hanging out with me, guess what's going to happen?
The world's most refreshing beer.
People will think you have an ego.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay?
People are just thinking that.
Yeah. Right. We keep that very well hidden around here, Dale.
Let's talk about Fred for a second when he's calling listeners dickweed. Okay.
That's not my favorite thing. That's not my favorite thing. I think sometimes listeners say crazy things, and I'm okay telling them that I disagree with them, but calling listeners dickweeds, probably not my favorite thing.
Huh. All right.
Huh. Imagine that.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but, you know, there are some people in this building who do have egos, and you can't just say, hey, don't call people dickweeds, because that could bruise their egos.
Some people have that ego.
Right.
You were very generic and then got kind of specific about who you're talking about.
No, Joel calls people dickweed all the time. I was like, Charlie. And then he was like, Don't you tell me how to do my job. And I said,
see?
Oh, okay.
See?
All right.
Tyler getting your kidding.
Seems like a real conversation, but not involving Charlie.
Right.
And then I was like, Charlie, are you going to get a haircut? It's out of control. It's like all over the place. You look crazy. And he's like, hey, don't you tell me how to cut my hair.
So, and Charlie's a... Charlie calls it all the problems.
Yeah, Charlie's a giant pain in the ass all the time, let me tell you.
And that hair?
Holy oh, it's crap. Out of control. Out
is,
of control.
Is he going to do a ponytail, Charlie?
He could. He could. Huh. He looks like a, he looks like an extra on The Sopranos.
Did Charlie go to Doc Linville?
I think he did.
I don't think he did. I don't think Charlie had to.
Well, I don't think he needs to. It's all natural, baby.
No, that's Charlie.
Because he's not an egomaniac.
That's all Charlie right
he's
now.
Not an egomaniac. Like, oh, I got to have a full head
like
of hair.
Baby, like this.
Let me get my full head of, look at my head on Twitter. Oh. It, like John and Fred, this is them. Like every once in a while, like oh,
like Fabio.
Yeah, that's you guys a, looking around, like, waving your head around,
running your fingers through your hair.
Yeah. You damn right.
They love the twitch. They're okay. Like, oh, that's so great.
You
we got this
about
twitch.
My hair now. I'll call you a dickweed. Okay. Say anything about my hair.
Your hair looks great.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say otherwise because I know about your ego.
Time to talk about HRP and getting a call to HR. That happens with me. All right. So listen, if you're looking for the best way to get that payroll done, if you're looking for the best way to get that human resources done, if you're looking for the best way to get those taxes done, if you're looking for the best way to get that SBA loan, to get that PPP, to get everything that you deserve from the government, well, if your payroll company ain't doing that for you, then you got to go with ours. If you don't have a payroll company and you're behind and you weren't able to get all of these things done because you don't have somebody that is helping you along the way, if you have a question about the Affordable Care Act, if you have a question about the PPP, about the SBA loans, if you have a question, they'll answer your question too. Give them a call. I'm going to tell you this. This is the best time to get started because when you they'll customize your plan for you, and then you will seamlessly transition into HRP on January 1st. And that is just awesome because all the taxes and everything else is one company, and it's so seamless. So if you're looking to get it done, if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. This is going to be a pretty quick one, Del. But we got to start with the news. The Titans and the Steelers has been postponed till Monday or Tuesday?
Yes, due to testing, or they want to continue to test because a fourth Titans player has tested positive. So that game is postponed to Monday or Tuesday. And the NFL also issued a strongly worded memo that says if you continue with the non-compliance for masks, particularly the head coaches, they'll fine you, suspend you, and may take away your draft picks.
Ooh.
There,
well, as if $100,000 wasn't enough.
Yeah. Now we're talking about loss of draft picks and maybe not even coaching games because look, I mean, they're trying to avoid, not that was what's happening with the Steelers and Titans was an issue because of lack of mask, but they're trying to let you know you got no lapses in the protocols, because we see you can get a game suspended or postponed, and now you're playing on Monday or Tuesday when it's supposed to be on Sunday, and that's if more Titans don't test positive. Let's say you get a couple guys who test positive on Thursday. And how long? So this, who knows? We saw what happened with the Marlins. It kept going. Guys kept testing positive during that week until they said, okay, we're shutting you down for a couple weeks. And the NFL can't afford it.
The NFL can't do that.
No.
Nope. There's you can't play any doubleheaders.
No. So unless you're going to decide we're only going to play 14 games.
Well, and I wonder if it is at some point a team misses a game or two, does it go by percentage points? And oh, by the way, you're not playing a balanced schedule anymore.
Yeah.
Big ups to Major League Baseball, Dell.
What did they do?
For the first time since 2016, no gay slurs were recorded by any of its players. However, there was a blemish by the broadcaster.
Thom Brenneman.
Thom Brenneman got fired.
Thom no longer.
Nope.
With the Reds.
But big ups to baseball.
So
no F bombs. The other F bomb. No. Yeah. So no G bombs.
So it was four complete seasons. Well, 16, 17, 18, 19. So four complete
since
16, right?
Yeah. First time since 16.
So that it's been four seasons where someone somewhere
dropped a
gay slur.
Yeah.
And those is there a record of who's done it?
I don't know that. It would be totally sweet.
Credit to baseball. Baseball gets a lot of credit for, you know, these guys aren't prima donnas. I hear that a lot when comparing them to the NBA. But you know what they will do for the last four seasons? They'll drop a gay slur.
Mm-hmm.
But no more. Look at baseball stepping up. Did the commissioner offer? Damn it, Thom! We were this close!
Thom! We could have had a perfect attendance score!
And he screwed it up.
And he screwed it up.
And no longer calling games for the Reds.
Big ups to baseball. And big ups to the Astros. Let's go.
Well, you don't hear
win,
any,
baby.
You don't hear any gay slurs coming from the Astros.
No.
Just wins. Let's win.
We had that Asian slur, but that was a few years ago.
He did that with the eye thing.
Yeah, the eye thing.
Yeah, that was
Can't do that anymore.
No.
All right, 10:57, ESPN 97.5. The press box is next. Joel and Charlie. No egos there. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save